From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Thanks to the mountains of information generated by global monitoring systems across the planet, scientists have collected a trove of big data. That data is now being converted into something else, music. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich reports.
It started with a middle C. Evelyn Geiser was sitting in her house on a Saturday afternoon, puzzling over spreadsheets from a lake in central Florida. Geiser is an aquatic biologist at Florida International University and a leading expert on water quality. She was also named to the state's Blue-Green Algae Task Force. More than 30,000 years ago, Lake Annie was formed by a sinkhole. It's almost 70 feet deep, one of the deepest lakes in the Southeast. That means Lake Annie holds a record of Florida's fickle ways dating back to the Ice Age.
It's kind of the holy grail for the field that I study, which is paleoecology. It's the study of past environments.
Geiser had been studying the lake for more than two decades, looking for clues to explain the impact of changing temperatures and what that might tell us about global warming. She hoped Lake Annie, eventually, would have something to say. That Saturday, she was looking at a graph of temperatures. Point after point depicted temperatures rising and falling, year after year, from winter to spring and summer to fall.
I just immediately thought, this looks like music.
Besides being a scientist, Geiser is a musician. She plays the piano and sings in the chorus of the Miami Lyric Opera. So she took the points, picked 20 degrees Celsius as the median temperature, and assigned it to a middle C on her piano. Lake Annie wrote the rest.
I could hear the warm times and the cold times. And when I played the notes representing the surface of the lake compared to the very cold water down at the bottom of the lake, I could hear those differences.
To put the piece together, she says she basically followed the points on the graph. When the temperatures would go up, so did the notes. But Geiser doesn't think of herself as a composer, so she brought what she'd written over to FIU's music department.
It got passed from person to person, the advisors and the faculty trying to find somebody who would be good for doing something like that, and eventually made its way to the composition faculty.
Marcus Norris was an FIU grad student at the time. He's a composer, and now he's getting his doctorate at UCLA. The composition faculty gave him the job of turning Geiser's basic score into an arrangement for a string trio of student musicians.
So when I got it, there was like, I think there was just like one staff. They're basically just pitches. Basically, we're just the pitches.
Norris pretty quickly grasped that the piece was about change.
You move with it, and I wanted the audience to move and to change with it, and your emotions and what you're feeling, the same way that the lake did, I guess.
Turns out scientists struggling to find ways to help navigate a world swimming in data are discovering that music can sometimes communicate ideas more concisely, or at least with more emotion.
My name is Brian Fu, and I am a data visualization artist at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Fu's also a computer scientist, and he calls himself a data DJ. He says music, unlike numbers, can be sticky. It gets stuck in your head. For this piece about climate change, Fu wanted to show the Louisiana coast sliding into the sea. He wanted it to sound like Louisiana, so he sampled the Rebirth brass band and stretched and faded the clips to mimic land loss along the Louisiana shoreline. Since the 1930s, Louisiana has lost more than 2,000 square miles to rising seas. Fu has composed 10 pieces altogether as part of a data music project. Besides the music, there's an explanation online about the data and how the piece was composed.
One is about income inequality in New York City.
It follows the 2 train on the New York City subway through stops in rich and poor neighborhoods.
Another one uses brainwave data to convert data from a patient with epilepsy into a song. One uses smog music from Beijing using kind of air quality data. Another uses like online dating data.
For this piece, Train 2, Fu was inspired by the composer Steve Reich. Fu likes converting data into music because, he says, you don't get a visceral response from a chart. For Evelyn Geiser, she's the scientist who wrote the Lake Annie piece, music helps us hear change. She explained that in a TED Talk.
We've all seen the movie Jaws, right? Everything's going along fine. We think everything's okay. But what is it that causes us to get really scared and anticipate that something's about to happen? Right? It's not that different for lakes.
So whether it's a lake in Central Florida telling us about climate change, or the Louisiana coast sinking into the sea, data and the music it creates can create a rhythm for the planet. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.